Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
And the show is brought to you this week by SomeBugman.com. It's a website you can visit, and there's stuff there, like an entire list of most of our episodes. Also, episode 12.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Check that one out.
Check
all right,
that one
well,
out.
Bugman?
Yeah.
I believe you have the question for us this week.
Okay, I'll take the question this week. What's for dinner?
Well, what are you hungry for?
I don't know. All I know is I'm hungry. I'm ready. I'm at the point where I'm ready to eat.
Yeah.
But maybe you should decide what it is.
You want me to pick?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you what. The way we get started, I think we go back to the beginning here.
Okay.
We're going to need birth certificates.
Birth certificates?
Yes. Long form. Proof of birth, and it needs to have location of the hospital where you were born.
Okay.
We start there. You get yours. I get mine. I'm assuming our wives are going.
Yeah. Okay. I think mine would be mad if she wasn't invited.
Okay. All right. We'll get both of theirs. We need to contact the appropriate offices. We get those birth certificates. Make sure they're long form, most detailed that we can find. And then we need to know blood type.
Of course.
We'll take all of this information to a Sherpa. To a dietitian,
yes,
a politician,
and
a mechanic.
Okay, yes,
and
right.
We'll take suggestions from those four people, and once we have sort of a bowl, a mixing bowl, if you will, for the different suggestions that they would make, then we draw one of those restaurant names out of a hat, and if we like that one, if we like that one, then we go to that restaurant. If we don't like that one, we start the whole process over, choosing different professionals from those four categories.
Okay. Yeah, because really usually what we do is just shout out different restaurants.
Right. And you end up going somewhere that people aren't really satisfied with. And the goal here is to find something that everybody truly wants. Okay, so...
Right.
If you pick the brains of all four of those people that I mentioned, you're going to come out with somewhere that most people are going to end up being satisfied with. This is a very scientific process that I've come up with and developed and works quite well.
Yeah, the Sherpa, mechanic, politician.
And dietitian.
And dietitian method.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Because, you know, there's so many people out there that even if you say, I'm in the mood for Chinese food, will they even have a specific restaurant that they want to go to?
Yeah.
Chinese is not good enough, or Mexican is not good enough.
Yes.
It has to be, I don't like that, that one. We can't go to that one. We have to go whatever, wherever.
Well, and I'm thinking, you know, once we pick a place, the issue becomes how many people are actually disagreeing with the location.
Yes.
You know, if it's everybody, then I'm thinking, okay, let's start the process over. If it's one person, how do we handle something like that? Because that's what really grinds my gears, if you want to.
Yes.
You know, if you will, if you'll go for that metaphor.
No, I would go with that metaphor, and that's because that's exactly how I feel when someone says, no, I don't want that. So then you reply being a well-mannered, living in a civilization human being and say, okay, what would you like?
Yes.
And their reply is, I don't know, whatever you want.
Exactly. Whatever you guys want, which in actuality, what that means is I would like the three of you to read my mind and guess exactly what I would like to go out and eat.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I don't want to make any suggestions. I don't want to contribute to society. I want to suck the life out of welfare. Okay, I want to be a parasite and drain what last little bit of energy that you have from your day and try to make you actually read my mind.
Oh my goodness.
This is where this is where I think one of the suggestions is having wearing a big boot and kicking them out of the car.
Yep. Okay. So you're out of the group.
You're gone.
Goodbye.
Yeah, find somewhere else to go and eat. Okay? We had a we had an episode recently on hermits and hismits. I think I think that that would be the episode for those people. They need to live alone.
That's right. Yeah, because no one is going to be able to read your mind, believe it or not. No one's going to be able to say, you know, and I we've done this before. We have been in this situation, and we say, okay, let's just go to McDonald's or Wendy's, and we'll just get something simple.
Someplace fancy, upstanding citizens, you know, with somewhere with rules and decorum.
Yes, exactly. And you just can't make people happy. It always ends up being... Well, we were there last week, and the floors were sticky,
and
or something like that. Of course, and
they were
God
sticky
bless.
Because of your horrible attitude.
God bless them, but yeah,
that's what it was.
What are we supposed to do with that? What's the next step?
You know, I think that these people need some sort of app or something to decide for them. You know, and it for some people, I think it could just be a simple random generator. Other people, maybe that you just need an app to hurl insults at you until you have no ego left and you will go along with whatever somebody says.
Whatever you want.
Because I get tired of that, honestly, having to be the person that hurls the insults. Maybe this is what we need. A brand new insult app where you download it, or at least someone else can forcibly download it on your phone remotely, and it just opens up every time you try to open an app on your phone, the phone app, the text message, Snapchat or Facebook or something, it opens this app instead and just insults you for a total of 15 seconds for not being okay with going wherever has been suggested. And also not suggesting a place.
And not suggesting a place.
Mentally beating you into submission to going to the Wendy's, please.
For the love of all that is good.
Yes.
Please. And you know, eventually we'll sit down and we'll eat dinner. And you know what? It may not be great. It may not be good.
Yeah.
But that's just what you get.
Listen,
you know,
most of the time it's awful.
Yep, most of the time it's awful.
Life is not a series of chocolate and coconut cakes, people.
That's right.
Okay? Life is a series of disappointments.
That's
what everything is. And when you become an adult, you're supposed to just go along with those disappointments. Okay?
That's it. Yep.
And
yep.
So when I suggest a disappointing restaurant, because I've gone through my process of consulting four professionals with blood type and birth certificate in hand, and I suggest a place, you're going to be disappointed.
That's right.
Just eat the food.
Yep. Just please, let's go somewhere and eat whatever it is.
Right.
Oh, man. This has really hit home for me.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting subject that I think needs to be talked about. It needs to be visited because there's too much criminals. There are too many criminals that are out there forcing us to have this discussion when it should not be.
Culprits of the highest order. Now,
exactly.
I have a question to add on to this. My wife does sort of, she talks to me some about my process for deciding a restaurant. And I wonder, you're an intelligent person, someone of upstanding and good character. So I wonder, is there anything that you would pull away from the process to make it less cumbersome, or would you add to it?
You know, I think there is something to be said. Don't fix what ain't broke.
Mm.
And I think your system is perfect.
Hear, hear.
It's simple. It's not too complicated. It's not cumbersome. I think it is accessible to anyone quickly.
Okay.
You know, it's not something that you have to spend a lot of time attaining. where a lot of other methods that I've found that require a council voting, a campfire, a cave, you know, all of these different rabbit sacrifices I've read. It's just a lot of trouble. It's a lot of hassle.
And you run out of rabbits.
You run out of rabbits really quick, believe it or not. You wouldn't think so, but yeah, that's a big problem.
As they multiply, you're cutting their throats just that quick. I mean, rabbits are dead all over the place. Dead rabbits.
I mean, you think you have to eat dinner every day, and if you're sacrificing how many rabbits per decision, it goes quick. It really goes quick.
You may just stay home and have rabbits.
You might as well just eat the rabbit, but at that point you're like, I'm sick of rabbits. I don't.
That's true.
You know, I've been handling these rabbits all this time, and I don't want any more.
Tell you what, feed the rabbits to the rabbits. That way, you have more rabbits to help you decide.
Okay.
But I mean, see, this is why that process of, like you're saying, rabbit sacrifice, it doesn't work as good. It's just an unsustainable method of choosing where to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, where honestly, I could find a politician, mechanic, a Sherpa. I can find all of that probably in my neighborhood.
And your dietitian right down the road, yeah.
Yeah, right down the road. It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm going to clip out that recording of you sort of slam dunking on my wife's argument, and I'm going to play that for her to make sure that she understands where she's wrong.
Okay. Give her my number. Tell her to call me.
Hey.
I'll tell her.
I will. All right, folks. I think we've figured that one out. What was the
what's for dinner?
Yes.
What's for dinner?
What is for dinner?
What is for dinner?
And I think we understand.
Yes.
We are aware. And folks, listen. It's not that hard to find the neighborhood Sherpa, the mechanic, the politician, and the dietitian. They're all right there on any street corner. You can find these people, okay?
Yep.
You can give them a call, find them on the internet, and just consult them, okay? And if you call them and they answer the phone going, you need what? Just call the next one, okay? Eventually, you're going to get somebody who is going to help you out, all right?
Yep.
Not every Sherpa is worth his goat skin on his back, all right? So call the next guy.
At least there's a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, they're so easy to find.
Exactly, exactly. Listen, folks, use this method. We're running out of rabbit pelts, rabbits to be pelted, rather.
Right.
Find another way. I think this is the way to go. What is for dinner? Share this episode with your friends if you're trying to find the next great place to eat. I think it will help immensely.
Yes.
You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter. You can find the show at Some Bugman on Twitter.
You can find me at Bugman_Bradley on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Listen, folks, put down the knife. Don't kill your rabbit. Just get your birth certificate and contact your What's for Dinner team.
Yep. Thank you. Good night.